The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
On the win, the crowd was absolutely nuts in that last quarter. Tell us, obviously, first three quarters fantastic. What happened in the last one?
Yeah, I think just probably a lapse in work rate and concentration. We certainly got it back towards the back end of the quarter to make it a little bit more respectable, but I thought the work we did in the first three quarters to be really dominant today was most pleasing to see. Disappointing not to be ruthless all the way to the very end. But that said as well, a 19-goal win on an SSN court where every goal essentially matters is something that we'll take and still be pretty happy with, but always demand a little bit more.
You had so many standout performers today. I know we look at things completely differently to you, but for you, who do you think really excelled?
Oh, good question. I wouldn't know where to start. I thought Fran and Jess together were great across the transverse line for us and forced incredible delay in Giants having direct and easy access to the goal circle over the majority of the game. So I thought that was a real standout feature, and probably just our discipline and attack to work the ball, craft it when we weren't in great positions. A great balance again between Sash and Dids in the circle, and just our ability to reset and go again and not force the issue too much was good to see too. So all seven positions did really well, and even a shout out to Caitlin Brown that come on with immediate impact and did exactly what we needed to get the work rate going again. So I thought that was great as well.
Yeah, what was the reason for that change? Like, Katie Ann was incredible, an absolute menace, as she tells me you write on her card each week. So what was the reason for that change?
I think, you know, Cuddy's been in the environment kind of chomping at the bit for an opportunity, and I just think when, you know, Giants with a double super shot threat, you know they're looking for that. So you just need a little bit of extra hustle and sometimes fresh legs to kind of counteract some of the movements. And I thought Cuddy did that really well for her. So she embraced that little role really nicely.
Dan, with such a big lead, you could have potentially made more changes. Was keeping that line out there about sort of encouraging them to run out of the game or potentially percentage boosting?
I think a bit of both, to be honest. I think, you know, certainly we'll always have an eye for winning and winning well, because percentage in this competition with how we're seeing results, every goal is going to matter in terms of top four and ladder positions within the top four. So I think that is always really critical to be relentless in how you play. But also, you know, historically our group's had a lot of rotation over the past couple of years, and players actually need the chance to run out 60 minutes and self-solve when things don't go well and not always be reliant on a sit on the bench to regroup, like work it out over time. And you know, a lot of our players that have different roles this year compared to last season, it's invaluable time on them under pressure on the SSN court to figure out how to play 60 minutes and keep their quality. So, you know, you're always thinking, do you go to the bench? And, you know, we would love to get everybody out there, but also big picture, playing 60 minutes is equally as important for us as a group.
And Sasha, it's wonderful to see you playing such great netball again, but you've come in for a lot of heavy attention, shall we put it, the last 2 weeks. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough how happy I am, and I mean, we chat to Dan all the time, and I love being back in the West. I think, like, for me, life's good, I'm good. Dan really knows me personally, and he knows how to get the best out of my netball, so I feel like I'm so glad that I got the opportunity to come back here, and yeah, green's my colour, so I'm just loving being back out there.
You had a few different opponents tonight, I think three in the end. I guess, how much confidence does that give you, or how does that keep you continually thinking about what you need to do in your game every time someone different pops on?
Yeah, for sure. I think Dan and I spoke about it before the game, that it was likely that they, kind of the style that we play and the work rate that I have to sustain, knowing that they would probably try the few different defenders on me. For me, I'm just really trying to lock in with Alice, Jordan and Did. So I'm almost like, yep, recognise the change, but nothing really changes for us. We've just got to keep our same structures, same routines. Like, that ball can still go into Did's, whoever she's on. And for us, it's probably just me linking, keeping higher work rate. But yeah, it's really good to see Jodie Ann back. And I mean, it's such a hard journey coming back from an injury. So really happy for her as well.
What's it like working with Romelda? I mean, she equaled her best goals again, which she continues to surprise us. What's it like, I guess, coaching her and playing with her, and how have you been able to unleash this incredible rejuvenated Romelda?
Coaching her is fun. She's a character and very different to other athletes in the team, which is always a great little challenge, but just has a really quiet aggression and hunger of wanting to get better, even at this age and stage of her career, which I think is awesome. And she was disappointed last week with her performance against the Thunderbirds. We did a bit of extra work with her this week, and the way she showed up for the majority of the game today I thought was awesome to see. And she's still a world-class player, and the knowledge that she brings to us is really helpful. She's got a lot of skills that I think just adds extra weaponry to our game, and we love having her. She's going really well.
60 feeds for Alice Teagneel tonight. Like, absolutely incredible. The work that she does all over the court. I guess you get to play with her. What's it like having someone who is such a ball magnet? How does that help you? But I guess when other teams come up against you, they're going to want to shut her down, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Alice is an incredible leader. I think she leads in the way that she plays, but also, like, yes, the 60 feeds, but the way that she's, like, calling the centre passes, demanding it from not just me, but from Fran and Jess over the back, like, she really is a playmaker, and she's so crafty that it's such a pleasure to work with, because she's thinking almost, like, two plays ahead, being, like, preparing herself. And, I mean, like, her feed is ridiculous. Like, she can feed that from anywhere in the goal third, even sometimes when she's first base in a blast, she'll just do a couple of launches. But, yeah, I love playing with Alice. It's so good to be back with her. I think, yeah, she is knocking on that door for Diamonds this year.
Swifts next week, back-to-back wins is what we're aiming for, I guess. What can you take from today into next week?
Yeah, I think probably a little bit more fever identity today. I think when you always kind of lose a game, you go back to your fundamentals, and that was the main thing that we wanted to kind of get right today. And I think for most parts of the game, it was absolutely there. And, you know, Swifts will be hurting after their one-point loss and, you know, be really charging to come out and make sure they get a win on their own home court. So for us, it's we haven't won away from here yet in the season, obviously very early days. So that's a skill in itself that we want to be better at, and we're just going to have to step up the quality of our game because our opposition will demand that. So I think a great challenge early. We'll be ready for it and see what we can do.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.